Okay, we're going to go ahead and get started. Good morning, everybody. I think we can do a little bit better than that. Good morning, everybody. Outstanding. We'll get started. So this is Foundation Session One. We are the number one foundation session on the enterprise mobility track. The session is Empowering Enterprise Mobility. My name is Andrew Conway. I'm a Senior Director of Product Marketing. I'm going to be joined here today by some of my colleagues, both in engineering and technical marketing. This is a track kickoff session. Our goal is to give you an overview. We've optimized for a good amount of demo in this session, so we'll go to a level of depth below the keynote. But I would still encourage you to participate in the enterprise mobility track. We've got some 60 or so sessions, hands-on labs, chalk talks, et cetera, happening over the next few days in Barcelona. So the topic is enterprise mobility. I think many of you in this room now, probably all of you in this room, are living this trend. I'm guessing that you brought with you probably three or more, at least three mobile devices to this show. You probably have your PC, a tablet of some sort, at least one smartphone. And so what we're seeing across the industry is obviously just a proliferation of devices. And in some affluent markets now, we're seeing as many as 5 to 7 different internet-connected devices being used for work. What that means, obviously, is that in the enterprise, in IT, you're supporting numerous different mobile operating systems, and the environment is more heterogeneous than ever. Gone are the days when you can associate one employee with one machine that was probably wired to the wall, and you had a good idea of the identity of that machine and that user combined in one place. The other thing that we're seeing here, though, and frankly, I think this trend is underreported, is that we're seeing a huge growth in SaaS applications. We have a capability as part of our Azure AD Premium tool called Cloud App Discovery. We go meet with customers, we have them run that tool. They often think that maybe they've got 20 or 30 different SaaS applications that are being used in their environment. And the fact is that most times it turns out to be some small number of hundreds. And so there's lots of SaaS usage that's happening now, and this is really combined with the trend of devices. Devices have grown, obviously, because of things like touch as the new interface, battery life, screens, et cetera. But it's really the applications that are on them, the mobile apps, and it's the cloud services on the back end that are powering those apps. You see a stat here, there's a lot of unauthorized SaaS use as well. We meet with customers where particular departments may be using SaaS applications, particular employees even are using SaaS applications, and it's unauthorized by IT. You know, oftentimes this is probably a personal file sharing service. You saw Julia in the keynote today show some of the capabilities that are coming in Intune over the next few months around restricting which apps you can use for work on a particular device. But one of the things I want to land with you throughout this foundation session and what you'll see throughout the track is that this idea of identity is really at the core of our solution. Unlike some of the other vendors in the industry where they have a very mobile device or settings-centric solution that really just encompasses device management and the bring-your-own-device part of this trend, we're looking at this in a much more encompassing way. As I think about that and how the trend has grown, obviously, it's very much centered on users. It's centered on empowering people to get their work done. A few years ago, when we started out on this sort of journey around an enterprise mobility conversation and an enterprise mobility pitch, we met with a lot of customers, and there were still a lot of IT people who were trying to stand in front of something. They were trying to stand in front of people using devices for work. Now, pretty much every customer that I meet with, they're looking to enable their employees. Yes, you still have to protect corporate data. You still have these responsibilities, these governance rules, fiduciary responsibilities in some cases to protect data, but it's about enabling people to be productive. We took a huge step on this focus on user and user-centric with our core configuration manager capability back almost 3 years ago now with the 2012 release. As we moved from 2007 to 2012, we re-architected that product fundamentally to focus on the user. And so we took a pivot on users. We moved away from a device pivot. When you've got 5 to 7 different devices per user, you can't have a device pivot for distributing software. So the scale of our commitment, and just to give you some idea, Configuration Manager is on roughly 75% of enterprise desktops. We have somewhere over 100 million licenses out there. So this is pretty much the ubiquitous PC management product, and we re-architected that to focus on users. What we're seeing now, though, is that this market has shifted just from being about users and identity at the core and devices to applications. And we get started with applications with email. I know a lot of you are probably spending time worrying about protecting enterprise applications like financial systems, CRM systems, et cetera, and things that you want to expose on different devices. You'd be amazed what you can find in email, what you can find in one of your C-level executives' email. Oftentimes, the information is distilled. It's either just in rich text, it's an attachment, and there's really rich information there. And so a lot of the customers that we've worked with around our enterprise mobility solutions, we've got a huge focus around protecting email. And now what we see in that orbit of email is collaboration on the device as well. And this is where Office is a key part of our story. Many of the other guys out there are manufacturing their own homespun productivity applications. They're going to ask your employees to use a proprietary email client or a proprietary Word document viewer or editor or whatever it is. At Microsoft, we're working very, very closely, as you saw in the keynote with Julia White's demo. We're working super closely with the Office team, and uniquely in Intune, we are managing the Office mobile applications. So we're protecting at the level of that core identity with the identity and access management. We're protecting at the frame of the device with Intune and with settings management, mobile application management. And then we're protecting now also at the level of the data. And so we're investing in our core rights management technology and taking that to the cloud with Azure Rights Management. So we're improving that all the time. We're adding the capability now to bring your own key. So if you're a customer or you're a partner working with customers who have some reluctance to have the keys in the Azure cloud, you can bring your own key and have that securely stored in a hardware service module in Azure. So what I want to land with you here is that across this array of users, devices, their applications that they're using to be productive across all device types and data, we have the most holistic solution, and you'll see that at the show here this week. We're committed to enabling users and enabling them to be productive on the devices that they love. We're committed to helping IT protect data and giving IT a full range of technologies, as I mentioned, not just at the frame of the device, at the frame of the mobile device or the PC, but also at the application layer and at the data layer. And while we're emphasizing cloud as the key design point for delivering these capabilities, we're also respectful of the existing infrastructure that you have deployed and the existing infrastructure that you've got, that you've invested in, and the existing infrastructure skills that you've invested in. And so we're committed to unifying environments as well. So a good example there would be Active Directory. We're making it easier and easier to connect existing Active Directory deployments, which are in 95% of enterprises, up to the cloud with Azure Active Directory. And so you've got that hybrid thing, you've got a cloud thing as well. And the two things are connected. You've got that hybrid deployment across on-premises and cloud. With Configuration Manager, beginning back in December of 2012, we connected Intune into Configuration Manager. So if you have an existing Configuration Manager deployment for managing your PCs, you can manage your mobile devices from the cloud using Intune, but it shows up all in one place. So the policy surface, the console is the same, all of the data is stored in the same place, all of the reporting is done in the same place. So it's unified and it's deeply integrated. As we go to the next level of detail, we think of enterprise mobility as made up of four primary solution areas. And we'll drill into this as part of the presentation today. The first one is mobile device and application management. This is primarily our PC management and mobile device and mobile application management story. So it's centered around System Center, and it's centered around Microsoft Intune. We have access and information protection technologies that are built into Windows Server and that we have now from the cloud with capabilities like Azure Rights Management. hybrid identity and the common consistent identity underpins all of this. So we're investing in Active Directory and in Azure Active Directory, as you saw today earlier in the keynote presentation. And then finally, as we'll go into today, we're also investing in our desktop virtualization technologies. On premises with Windows Server and the apps that we make available in the app stores across platforms for accessing your applications or your desktops that are running remotely, and also directly in the Azure cloud as well with a finished first-party service from Microsoft called Azure Remote App, where we're taking terminal services, now session host and remote app, to the Azure cloud. So we have the full breadth of capabilities across these different solution areas. And before we drill in further, I would like to just recap how we're approaching this differently. The first thing is, this is a super rapidly changing environment. There's new devices, there's new applications every day. And while we're respectful of the existing infrastructure deployments and investments and offering hybrid solutions, we're going to be focused on a rapid cloud cadence. Just in the last few months, we've delivered over 11 updates to the Azure AD Premium service. Since October last year with the R2 wave of Windows Server, we've done 5 major feature update waves of Intune. And so we're bringing improvements, we're bringing new features, whole new capabilities at an ever-increasing cadence. You can only do this from the cloud. And this is where we've got a huge investment in finished services on the Microsoft cloud to help you with these enterprise mobility challenges. The next point I've already made, there are a lot of devices here, and the half-life of devices is shrinking. People are fickle when it comes to these devices. They want the next new device. They're either handing off devices, they're giving them to their children, they're using new ones for work, as you saw today, maybe they're losing them on the train, who knows? But there's a lot of devices. And so the way to really manage here is in a people-centric way. You have to be focused on that individual and have a set of tooling that's integrated across all the devices. This isn't about having one tool for PCs and one tool for mobile devices. It's about bringing it together with technologies like System Center and Intune. It's about Office as well. One of the things that we found is that Office remains the gold standard for productivity. Your users don't want to be using homespun email applications. They frankly don't want an email application from IT. They're either going to use the native experience on the device, or they all want Office. And when it comes to manipulating Word, Excel, PowerPoint files on the device, the same thing. They want to use Office. It's no accident that we released our first version of the Enterprise Mobility Suite at the same time that we announced Office for iPad and made that available in the iTunes Store. We have a huge commitment to work with Office and deliver awesome experiences on the device with Office. We're protecting at all layers. So we have a huge investment in a cloud-scale, internet standards-based directory. As you saw some of the statistics from Jason Zander's keynote this morning, hundreds of millions of users in Azure AD. A couple of billion authentications every day. Every commercial cloud service at Microsoft is running on Azure AD. It's tough to fake a cloud directory like that. You should look at all the other vendors and say, okay, who's investing in really bringing identity to the cloud, bringing that control plane to the cloud, and really protecting at that level? It goes so far beyond mobile device management. It really does. And so we're protecting at all those layers, identity, application access, the frame of the device itself with settings management, which we do too, and then the data itself as well with technologies like rights management. And finally, the experience on the device for that user and the experience for IT matters. When you build these capabilities in the cloud, you can do new and interesting things. They're integrated with other cloud services like Office. They're always updated. When you're authenticating people into an application, you don't have to rely on some kind of proprietary VPN or proxy technology or something that a vendor's going to ask you to deploy in your DMZ around connecting back to on-premise. If you take this identity control plane to the cloud, and you take application access to the cloud, you can deliver great experiences that aren't going to require IT to deploy this new gear and to deploy these proprietary solutions. So with that, I'd like to drill into the next level of detail. This is about device choice. It's about simplifying management for you. It's about driving application management. This is Microsoft Intune. You might notice that we recently renamed Microsoft Intune to Microsoft. That's really to respect the broader array of different devices that we're managing. For those of you who are not familiar with Intune, we, in October of last year, shipped experiences across iOS and Android devices. So it is our cross-platform mobile device and mobile application management solution from the cloud. We have new things coming over the next few months in significant updates to Intune. The first thing is we're delivering managed productivity with the Office mobile apps. So in addition to managing native mail experiences, we'll be managing the mower experience, we'll be managing Word, Excel, PowerPoint, and we'll be managing OneDrive for Business as well. Now, in addition to Office, we realize that there are other file types that are going to be arriving on the device via attachments. And so we'll be doing a broader set of mobile application management. We'll be shipping our own managed browsers, viewers for PDF file formats, AV formats, et cetera. And we'll also be shipping application wrapping technologies as well for your existing line of business apps, both iOS and Android. And we're making an Intune SDK available for ISVs to build these capabilities directly into their apps. We'll also be doing conditional access. This is something that only happens when you can combine Office with Azure Active Directory with Intune. Before email flows onto a device, there's an ability to go check, is that device managed? Based on the policies, the compliance policies that I've set, is the device managed? Is it compliant with the settings policies that I've set? And should email and corporate files flow onto the device? And then finally, we've seen a lot of BYO. We've seen a lot of bring your own device, a lot of consumerization. But we're seeing more and more corporate scenarios now with corporates buying devices in large numbers at scale. And so we've dramatically simplified and improved our bulk enrollment capabilities in Intune. So the ability to enroll thousands of devices against a single service account. We see this a lot in certain verticals for things like retail, hospitality, et cetera, where it's a corporate device, it's locked down, it's not a BYO scenario. So that's just a quick tour of what's coming in Intune, but far better for me to have you see it directly. So I'm bringing up now Michael Wallen, who's our director of PM. He leads PM for engineering on Intune, and he's going to take you through a deep dive into what we have coming. Thank you.
Great. Thanks, Andrew. All right. So let me start by showing the experience of an employee who just enrolled their Windows phone. So we have a large number of devices that we're going to go through in our 15 minutes or so together. So let me first say, so Intune can deploy all the configuration and compliance policies that conform with your corporate rules. Various profiles are deployed, which give access or give the employee access to all the corporate resources they need, like email or VPN. But also, if your company uses certificates to authenticate users, those can be deployed as well. You might use certificates to manage VPN or Wi-Fi config, or even to authenticate the user to given applications that they might use. Now, also, if you're creating special purpose devices, like devices that for your service employees, like Andrew mentioned, you can even have deep control over which applications actually run. You, the IT pro, have the ability to decide which apps are allowed or blocked. So here, I have the Facebook application deployed, but it's blocked. And even if I was to delete that application, go back to the store, and try to reinstall it, that would be blocked as well. Now, we're not recommending that step one for using Intune is to block Facebook on your devices, but we know there are cases where you really want to create a special purpose device where you only want your employees to do one thing, and Intune will absolutely help you do that. So let me switch over to my next scenario. So Andrew mentioned, he mentioned conditional access to email. So with Intune and Office 365, we can enable secure email, which basically means that corporate services are only enabled on managed and healthy devices. Corporate services like Office 365 or even the applications that you want to deploy. But to do this, oftentimes you need to enable a phased rollout. You don't want to have on day one have people have access to mail, and on day two have no email whatsoever. So you really want to roll this out in a controlled way. So to do that, before you actually start setting up and blocking email, you might want to run a report. So we have reports so you can see what devices are currently managed, what devices are compliant with your policy. I know from the keynote, lots of people liked the new dashboard that we have that we're rolling out with Windows Intune. So once you've done those reports, you can figure out who is compliant with or not compliant with your policy. And one of the critical things for me to look at is which of the people in the executive staff have actually followed through and are compliant with my policy. I know my manager really doesn't like it when I turn off his mail. I've done that a couple times. So once you've done that reporting and you know that your organization is ready for this new policy, you actually go and set up a compliance policy. So under the policy tab, I check compliance policy. Here I have my baseline compliance policy. So we have a broad set of policies that you can set on devices across all the platforms. But these compliance policies are the special ones that you really want to make sure that your users are compliant with, like password or encryption, or really detecting if the device is jailbroken. And these are the policies that if the user doesn't follow, you're actually going to limit access to corporate resources. It's going to limit access to email or to SharePoint. So once you've set up this compliance policy, you can go into conditional access. And here, I'm going to set conditional access on Exchange Online. And again, under the theme of helping my manager be more effective in his work, we're going to take and add the executive security group to this compliance policy, meaning that everybody in the executive's security group must be both managed and compliant with my conditional access policy before they get access to that Exchange Online email. Okay, so the next thing, so we said there was a lot of switching, there's a lot of switching and running back and forth. The next thing I wanted to show you, so in the keynote earlier, Julia showed you how users can be productive. I have to unlock my device. Julia showed you how your users can be productive with mobile productivity applications, Real Office. But she showed that for you on iOS. Let me show you that actually running on an Android device. So I'm going to use the Office Hub to access some of my content from OneDrive for Business. Let me enter in my PIN because that was mandated by IT. So I'm going to go into my OneDrive for Business, open up my documents, and I'm going to open up my income statement. Now, I can easily edit this content from any of my devices using Office. So I just go, click on the edit tool. Let's say it's my new budget. But even though I'm editing it on my device, my IT policy is still enforced. I can't save a local copy on this device to use in a different way. And if I do save it, it saves right back to OneDrive for Business. Now, I actually can't get around the IT policy, kind of the classic user move, by trying to email it back to myself. So if I choose share and I try to email it back as an attachment, it says, nope, sorry, it's not allowed per IT policy. So I can't do that. Now, IT has also enforced restrictions on the clipboard. So let me copy out some content. And what I'm going to try to do is I'm going to try to move this content back, and I'm going to copy it into an email that I'm going to try to send to myself a different way. So I'm going to go back into my personal email, compose a new note, and try to paste it in. But when I paste it, it doesn't work because the clipboard is restricted between managed applications and unmanaged applications. But at the same time, hey, you know, cut, copy, paste is the lifeblood of any information worker. I'm a maniac for Control V. Come on, you're all maniacs for Control V. maybe not so much. Okay, so I'm going to go back into PowerPoint, or back into the Office Hub, and I'm going to go into PowerPoint. And what I'd like to do is to take that budget statement that I just copied and paste it into the notes for this PowerPoint. So I'm going to tap to add the notes, press and hold, and paste, and lo and behold, there's my budget statement in my corporate application. Okay. So Andrew talked about bulk enrollment. Okay. So far we've showed you all these knowledge worker scenarios, but Intune can help you manage special purpose devices that are used in more vertical scenarios like retail or in kiosks. The first enabling feature to do that is actually to have an IT admin that can bulk enroll many, many devices. So I can do that by going into the admin tab and choose device enrollment managers. And here I'm specifying which of my tenant admins has the rights to install more than the typical 5 devices into my service. I can enroll thousands of devices into my service. Now, each platform we support actually has a really different way to do that bulk enrollment. Service accounts are one, Apple Configurator is another, and there are other ways to do this on Android. And we support them all. But let me show you first how we actually support Apple Configurator. So I go into the Policy tab, and I choose Device Enrollment Profiles, which I've already set up, which have a configuration for the devices that I'm going to export. I go into my retail iPad, and I can export this property, or I can export this profile. This can be exported for use in Apple Configurator either through the file mechanism or the URL mechanism in Configurator. So let me show you some of the policies you can actually use to configure this device. So I go back to the Policy tab, and I'm going to choose Configuration Policies. I mentioned Configuration Policies before as the broad set of policies that I can set on all my devices. Here I've created the iOS kiosk for Bing search policy, and this has a specific application that will be the only application that will run in that kiosk mode. Screen rotation is limited, so I can't rotate the device, so accidentally if the kiosk knocks over, the Bing app search app still stays upright. And the volume is limited, so I can't change that on the device. So let me actually show you an example of a device set up this way. Okay, so here's my iPad set up in kiosk mode. We can see the Bing search application. If I move the device around, it doesn't change rotation, so I don't need to bend over. And the volume buttons are limited, so I can't actually control the volume either. Okay. So let me just recap what we just saw. We showed configuration of Windows Phone with all the configuration properties that you need, VPN, Wi-Fi, and certificates. We showed lockdown of Windows Phone for those special use cases. Again, not to recommend that we turn off Facebook. I think we all love Facebook in the room. Configuring secure email to Office 365 and supporting super easy rollout of that, because turning off email can be a really bad thing. Mobile productivity on Android, which I don't think we've shown in a super public forum before. Making sure that your data is protected while users are productive on their Android devices. And configuring bulk enrollment for all platforms and kiosk mode on iOS. I'm super excited to have shared this with you today and for you to be able to use these great new features in Microsoft Intune. Thank you. That's my question.
Thank you, Michael. So if you haven't already, I recommend that you go try Intune. We have a free 30-day trial out there that you can go sign up for. So that's Intune. I want to go into another one of the solution pieces here, hybrid identity. At the center of this is really Active Directory. As was noted again in the keynote, there's something like 90, 95% of organizations that have a directory use Azure Active Directory. We've taken that capability to the cloud with Azure AD. And on top of that now, we're offering something called Azure AD Premium. As the name suggests, Premium is a set of premium identity and access management services that sit on top of AD. And so at a basic level, we're offering things like self-service for your employees. So things like self-service password reset or change, group management, these can all be done through a consistent end-user experience across devices. That saves IT a lot of money. We're also offering security and audit reporting, things that you can only really do from the cloud. We're getting all of the data in terms of what's happening from a point of view of login or application access events, and we're applying machine learning to that and driving reporting on top of it. The other thing that we're doing, as you saw today, is we're bringing on-premises applications into that family. So you saw Julia take an on-premises hosted web app, a SharePoint farm, and connect that up through Azure AD. So you've got the same access controls, and you can see all of the data in that same place. And then finally, it's not just about Microsoft applications. We're offering single sign-on pre-configured to over 2,400 different SaaS applications out there. And we recently announced in preview our integration with Workday for inbound identity provisioning into Azure AD. And so with that, I'd like to bring up Nasos Kladakis. He's a senior technical product manager on our team. He's going to take you through a deep dive into some of the things that we have in Azure AD today and some of the things that are in preview and new things that are coming. Thank you, Nasos.
Thank you, Andrew. Allow me to switch to my device. Great. So Andrew said that most of you are already using many different SaaS applications every day. But how we can prove that this is true? How we can help you prove that your end users are already using many different cloud applications hosted in many different public clouds? In order to do that, in order to help you, we came with this new module on Azure Active Directory. This module is called Cloud App Discovery. Cloud App Discovery is a way to identify how many, which, and how much SaaS applications are used in your premises from your end users. In order to use Cloud App Discovery, you have to go to appdiscovery.azure.com, log in with your admin credentials of Azure, your Azure admin credentials, go to the Settings tab, and download an agent. Install this agent to all the machines that you want to monitor. And after installing this agent, after a while, after a few minutes actually, you will get this. You will get this report. This report shows how many SaaS applications were used from this specific set of machines and how many users actually are using these applications. So for our tenant, we see that these end users are using 52 business cloud applications, and actually there were 15 of them. In this part, you can see that 47 of these applications are not centrally managed, are completely unmanaged, but 5 of them are already configured for single sign-on. And if you click on the number of the applications discovered, you will see a more detailed report. My session has time out and I need to sign in again. Okay. So you will see now which exactly application, what exactly applications we have here. And actually, you can see that we have categories, the top categories that are used, and the specific applications. Let's allow a few seconds for the report to generate. So you can see our categories here. The biggest category is marketing. I wonder why. And on the right plane of the right part of the screen, you can see the tiles of all these supported cloud applications. At the bottom of the screen, you will see a second part. These are the 5 cloud applications that are already configured for single sign-on with this tenant. All the others are completely new for the IT admin. And the IT admin can go even deeper and click on one of these applications. Let's see Box, what will happen with Box. For Box specifically, we can see that a number of users have already exchanged something around 600 megabytes. I know that by heart, okay? You cannot see it, but you have to believe me. Let's wait a few seconds for the report to be generated. As I told you, two users in our company have exchanged 600 megabytes almost with Box already. So that might be an indication that you need to control Box and bring it in your Azure Active Directory tenant. And I can go even further and see who exactly these users were. And if I click on that, I can see who are the top users, and I can get their names too. A few seconds also to show that. And in the same way that you can see the cloud business applications, you can also apply a filter, and you will have the same view for all the cloud applications that your users are using, business or not. Okay, that's the report is here now. So you can see even the names of the users that are using Box the last period. Now, let's move to something else. Julia showed that with six clicks, you can extend your on-premises Active Directory to the cloud. Six clicks to implement hybrid identity. I know that she said that this is for simple implementations, and I really understand that simple is not always the case for you. So let's go beyond Express Settings that Julia showed during the keynote and go to the Customize tab. In the Customize tab, we have additional options. One of these options is to choose between password synchronization for authentication or federation through ADFS. And although federation is not needed, it's just an option, I will choose that option for my demo. I want to use ADFS for hybrid authentication. And I will click Next. So you see now something really interesting. In this screen, I can add more than one forest. Actually, I can add countless forests. And I can add Active Directory forest, but also non-Active Directory LDAPs here. And I can just go and add one. Allow me to add the Contoso forest for now. So clicking Add here, the Contoso directory is ready for sync. And I can do that again and again and again for all the forests I want to synchronize to Azure AD and be able to, let's say, single sign on to Office 365, but also to thousands of other SaaS applications. Let me move to the next screen. And this screen is also very interesting because I can add additional capabilities. Let's say with this capability, I can filter the attributes that I want to synchronize with the cloud, but I will show you more details later. And I can also enable password write back, so if my users change or reset their passwords, this change will be reflected from the cloud to their on-premises Active Directories. And I can also click and check write back of users, groups, and devices. Let us move to the next screen. And in this screen, I have to choose how my user will be authenticated in this new hybrid environment. In my case, I will use the UPN, the user principal name. You can use an email address or whatever else you want. And let's go now to another thing I want to share with you. I know that many of you are concerned of sharing information with the public cloud. So from this screen, you can choose only the attributes that are needed for your job to be done. So let's say if you want only Intune to work in a hybrid environment, you can filter out all the other applications and only the attributes that are needed for Intune will be synchronized to the cloud. But most importantly, you can go to this screen and actually filter out specific attributes so you can be compliant and you can follow the rules of your enterprise and your country. Let's say I don't want to synchronize my display name or my member ID. You can filter out any attribute of your on-premises directory that is not needed to be synchronized on Azure AD. So it's up to you. And to close that part of the demo, this is also amazing, I think. You can install a whole farm of ADFS with all the roles needed directly from this wizard. No more pain, no more tears. Through this wizard, you can go and install an ADFS farm. And if you are okay and you have already installed a farm, you can just synchronize and connect your existing ADFS farm with this hybrid identity implementation. But why we are doing all these things? Why we are doing hybrid implementations, why we are trying to configure applications for single sign-on, because our end users want to do that. So allow me to show you the end user experience. I will, Julia, use her iPad. I will use my Windows device, first of all, because I don't want how to operate an iPad. And also, I want to show also that we support Windows devices too, okay? So I will use Julia's credentials for now. And signing in, you saw that everything changed when I put Julia's name, because it understood that I am a user of Condozo Build. One more time, my password. Sorry about that. Okay, I got it right this time. So now you will see the panel that we call My Apps. It's easy to go there. You can go there through myapps.microsoft.com. When you log in with your credentials, your on-premises credentials, Azure Active Directory will recognize you and change the environment to match your, the colors and the logos of your company. And now you have the opportunity to single sign on to Office 365, to Box, to Concur, to your Facebook, Twitter, Yammer, but also to your on-premises applications, if you remember during the keynote, to your on-premises applications that are published through Azure Active Directory application proxy. And of course, you can go on and create groups, check your memberships, in which groups you are a member of. You can go on and check and apply to be a member of another group just to have access to more applications. And you can monitor your approvals or your requests in how many groups you have requested to join, to be a member from this screen. And now, I would like to show you something else. Let's suppose that I have forgotten my password. Let's again suppose I'm Julia. No, this time I don't remember my password. Okay, let's suppose I have forgotten my password. I can go to this link, can't access your account, and I have to prove now that I'm not a robot, I'm not a machine. Now I have three options to prove my identity to my organization and be able to reset my password. I will choose the call me option. I have to prove that I know my number. Can click call. And now I'm expecting a phone call to my huge mobile device here. I will receive a call in a few seconds. Here it is. I just received the call. A really nice lady is asking me to press pound. I'm pressing pound to prove that I own this phone, and you will see here that now I can reset my password. And finally, I want to move to my management console and show you that besides users and groups and applications, I have a rich set of reports. And I have a report that shows users that are coming from multiple geographies at the same time and trying to access my apps. But also I want to focus to a report that says sign-ins from possibly infected devices. I know that someone that was reported infected a few weeks ago is trying to access my environment. Let's say this guy here, or Abby, is trying to access my environment from China. And she was reported with an infection 2 weeks ago. How it's possible to know that? If you want to know more, come tomorrow to my session. Thank you, Andrew.
Thank you, Nassos. So I want to switch gears a little bit now and give you a quick overview of our desktop virtualization solution. As many of you in the room are probably aware and have lived in a hands-on way, this really began with session-based computing and shared computing on a Windows Server environment with technologies like terminal services, now remote desktop session host, and remote app. We added to this with virtual desktop infrastructure, so the ability to access full desktops, either pooled or personal desktops, And in Windows Server 2012, we brought that together in one management experience built into Server Manager, where you could manage across collections in one place and across mixed mode deployments. Now we're extending these capabilities to the cloud. The first obvious way to do this would just be to run remote desktop services in Azure. So run it in an IaaS environment. You take care of all the VMs. You take care of the care of feeding of those VMs. You add other ones, scale them up, scale them down, et cetera. And so you've got the benefits of that environment, and you've got the flexibility of the cloud. As of May this year, though, we introduced an additional finished service from Microsoft where we're taking Remote App, as the name suggests, with Azure Remote App to the cloud. And so you have the ability to host your Windows Server-based applications in the Azure cloud as part of Session Host, effectively, and access that in a very straightforward way. We have clients across all of the different platforms now available in the public app stores, so iOS, Android, macOS, and of course Windows. So that's a quick tour of the solution progression. In terms of what we're really emphasizing in our solution today, we continue to invest in that rich user experience. We made dramatic improvements with RDP 8.0 and 8.1 with the 2012 and the R2 releases of Server. We're very focused on efficient management, like I said, both built into Server Manager, and for more complex deployments, we work very closely there with our partners like Citrix. Information protection is always a feature of desktop virtualization. When I speak to customers, that's one of the primary reasons they want to do it, because you're containering the application and the associated data in the server environment, in the data center environment, or in the final case here, in the Azure cloud. And so you're benefiting from the full extent of the cloud from a scale up, scale down point of view. And so with that, I'm going to bring up Thomas Willingham. He's a technical product manager on the team. He's going to take you on a quick demo of Azure Remote App. Thank you, Thomas.
Thank you, Andrew. So we have talked about using Microsoft Intune to manage applications and devices. We've talked about managing identity using Azure Active Directory Premium. Now, let me show you how to enable your users to be productive on the device of their choice using Windows-based applications with minimal investment in extending your infrastructure. So on my Android device here, projected on the screen, on my Android device, I want to get work done. I want to be productive. So I have the company portal installed. I'm looking at the company portal here. I'm not looking at the company portal. I am now looking at the company portal. So I'm looking at the company portal. I'm reviewing the applications. And I notice the application I want isn't available. I remember that my administrator sent out an email that Remote Desktop had a collection of applications that enabled me to be productive. Let's go ahead and bring that up. So now I'm using the Remote Desktop client to access Azure Remote App. Azure Remote App hosts Windows-based applications on Windows Server in Azure. So if we look here, looking back and forth, I have Excel here on my Android device. Bring Excel up. I have the ability now to access Android or access Excel in a native environment. I can use the Start menu to bring up different applications, and I can use this as my task switcher to switch back and forth between the applications available. As I look at Excel here, I can use Excel as I would use it on any other Windows device. I can use these slicers here to pick and select data. And you see it's a very native, seamless experience. I can use this on a multitude of devices. Let me quickly show you. I've shown you the front end experience. Let me quickly show you from an admin experience how straightforward it is to get this set up. In the cloud environment, there's two types of environments. Cloud, where everything is contained in the cloud itself, or the hybrid environment where you can extend it to your infrastructure. To get the cloud environment set up, less than 10 clicks. Go to New, App Services, Initiate Remote App, Quick Create, put in a name, a region, select a template image, create remote app collection, and you can get going. From there, all you need to do is publish remote app programs, configure user access, send them the URL, have them download the client, log in, and they'll get that experience. If you have additional requirements, you want to have your data secure on premises, you only want your users to access using corporate credentials, then you'll take a look at the hybrid deployment. All of this is currently available in Azure, and Azure Remote App, like these other solutions that we've been talking about, really enables you to extend to multiple platforms and enable your users to work on the devices of their choice. It's very easy to get signed up for the trial and to get started. So, Andrew, I'll go ahead and hand it back to you. Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you. Thank you, Thomas. So I know that we've spent a time today at the overall level of enterprise mobility, given the nature of our foundation session, and we've spent time also on particular solution areas. I know that day-to-day you spend a lot of the time hands-on with products and with services. I wanted to make sure you had the latest information on where we were with these. For what we call the Enterprise Mobility Suite now, that brings together Intune, Azure Active Directory Premium, and Azure Rights Management Services, we're updating those services all the time. And so that's why you see these solid bars here going to the right. We're adding updates. We're adding new capabilities all the time. The features that Michael showed you earlier are coming in updates to the Intune service over the next few months. And we're continually adding new capabilities to the Azure services as well. You can buy those services standalone. You can buy them as part of the suite. From an on-premises point of view, the last major release we did was the R2 wave of Configuration Manager and Windows Server. That was back in October 2013, so roughly a year ago. We have recently released a technical preview aligned with client of the next version of Windows Server. And next year, we'll be releasing a technical preview as well for the vNext, the next version of System Center Configuration Manager. I'll spend a little bit of time on the suite. I know you guys are maybe not primarily interested in things like purchasing and stuff, but I thought it would be useful to at least take a tour of what's included. Enterprise Mobility Suite brings together three services today. It brings together Hybrid Identity, which is Azure Active Directory Premium. It brings together our mobile device and mobile app management service, which is Microsoft Intune. And it brings together our information protection solution, Azure Rights Management Services. So it's available on enterprise agreements today, and depending on what agreement you have, it can be available for as little as $4 per user per month. You'll note that we're licensing this on a per-user basis. Unlike some of the other folks out there, we are committed to this per-user approach, just like Office 365, and you won't see us trying to do it in a device-by-device way. So that's the Enterprise Mobility Suite. With that, I do want to highlight just some of the sessions that are coming for your diary, for your calendars over the next few days. We have a remote app introduction session, a deep dive session into ConfigMan and Intune, a session coming on the next version of Identity Manager, and then we get into a series of sessions beginning on Wednesday afternoon around Azure Active Directory and Azure Active Directory Rights Management Services. So we have the full range of sessions this week, which I encourage you to check out. And online, we have some quick, short URLs here for you where you can go to Microsoft.com, and get more information across the suite, all the solution areas, and the product areas that we covered today. That's in addition to the resources that I'm sure you guys are already using across Channel 9, TechNet, Microsoft Learning, and Microsoft Developer Network. And so with that, hopefully that was a useful tour of enterprise mobility and some of the things that we have available today and coming in the very near term. I would encourage you to complete your session evaluations, either online in the kiosks on your phone or using this QR code. So on behalf of all the people around the world who've been working on these products, many hundreds of people across different groups at Microsoft and engineering, it's been a privilege to represent their work. Hopefully this has been a useful overview, like I said. Enjoy the rest of the Enterprise Mobility track here. Enjoy TechEd Barcelona. Enjoy Barcelona. With that, have an awesome rest of your day.